So we're on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We're up to the ninth line by the two dots. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, V'rei D'Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei D'Rav. Tisha Achlu Dagan Ve'echad Achal Yarak Mitzdarfin. Nine people are eating grain. One guy is eating a vegetable. That guy can be Mitzdarif to make a Zimun with 10 people. So Amar Rav Zeira, Ba'aymin Amir Rav Yehuda, Shmona Mahu, Shiva Mahu. What if you have 8 or 7 guys who are eating grain and the other 2 or 3 are eating vegetables? Amar Li said, Loshna, that's also fine. Same halacha would apply. However, shisha vada lo miboyli, but I'm not asking about 6. So normally Rabbi Yirmiyah, shapira vada lo miboyelecha, it was smart that you didn't ask about 6. Why? Because hasam taimamai mishum diikaruba. The reason why, if you have at least 7 or 8 guys who are eating grain, they can combine with the other guys who are eating vegetables, is because you have a rov who are eating grain. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hachanami ikaruba. With you have 6, you also have a rov. Gemara says, no, viyusava ruba de minkarbein. You need a recognizable rov, meaning a rov that's more than just one more. So the Gemara has a story. Yanai malka umalkasa.
It's 2 more.
In other words, it has to be at least 2.
6 is 2 more than 4.
Well, no, correct, but I'm saying, but 6 is 1 more than 5, meaning if it was 5 and 5, then it wouldn't be a rove, it would just be 50-50.
But there's a hecker between 6 and 4, no?
Well, yeah, but the point is it has to be 2 more than 50-50. That's the point. That you know, there has to be... If you have 6 that a dagan, it doesn't sound that way. Like Gemara, I don't know. It sounds like you need to have at least 7 to a dagan.
What is the?
What does it say on the side? I don't know. I'm not sure. I can look it up on the tour.
Only 7.
Yeah, I think something. It's 7. Yeah.
Only 7.
Okay. Okay, so the Gemara has a story now. Yanai Malko Malkasa Krichu Rifta Bahade Adade. So Yanai, so King Yanai and his wife, they were eating bread. But the problem was, Yanai HaMelech was a little bit of a kind of a wacky king. He killed almost all of the Rabbanim, but he still wanted to bench for some odd reason. So basically, Yanai had killed off all the rabbis, but he was looking for some guy to come bench for him. So Amar Lo LaDevisu, he says to his wife, Man Yoyevlan Gavr de Mevarichlan, who's going to find me someone to lead the benching? So Amar Lo, she said to him, Ishtavali, I want you to swear to me, Di Maisina Lucha Gavr de Lomitzaris. Basically, as we'll see, she had Yanai's wife was the sister of Shimon ben Shattach, and she had saved her brother. So she said, swear to me that you won't do anything to him, and then I'll bring him in. So Ishtavalo, so he swore to her, I see Sila Shimon ben Shattach Achua, she brought her brother Shimon ben Shattach, Osve Bein Di Dei Lididon, and they sat him between the king and the queen. So Amar Lei, so he said, look, Chazis Kama Yakra Avinalach, look how much honor I'm bestowing upon you. So Amar Lei, he said, no, Lav At Kamokrasli, Ella Oraisahi Demokrali, it's not you who's showing me honor, but rather it's the Torah. Dechsiv Sal Salehu Seroma Mecca, Techabecha, Ki Sechabekana. It's a pasuk from, from Mishle, which basically says, raise you up and you'll be exalted because you honor the Torah, therefore you're going to become greater. So Amar Lo, Kachazis Dol Mekabel Maris. So the king said, look, he's not accepting, you know, my authority. So Yoav Le'kasa Le'varuch, they brought a coast for him to bench on. So Amar, he said, Hechi Yivrach, what should I say? Baruch Shachal Yanei V'chavir of Mishalo. I'm going to say that Yanei and his colleagues ate, but I didn't eat anything. So the Gemara says, Shasi Le'ahu Kasa, so he drank that coast himself. And then Yoav Le'kasa Acharinu Varech, then they brought in another coast for him to actually bench on. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see that you don't need to eat Dagan in order to bench. You just, you know, another is just drinking wine is good enough to also allow you to bench. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Berei de Rav Chia Bar Abba, Shimon ben Shattach da'avad ligarmehu da'avad. Shimon ben Shattach was acting according to his own opinion, but we don't actually paskin like Shimon ben Shattach. Da'achi Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, li'olam eino motzi es harabim yidei chovasa na cheyochal kezayis dagan. You cannot be motzi other people in benching unless you ate a kezayis of grain. So the fact that Shimon ben Shattach was motzi them in benching by simply drinking wine is not halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, all of Ehesev Imahem, Afilu Lotaval Imahem Elabitir, Veloachal Imahem Elagrogeras Achatz Mitzdarev. But the Brisa says that if a person comes up and starts to eat with you, and in other words, all he does is he dips a little bit of vegetable in brine, or he eats just a grogeras, just a fig's worth of food, meaning he eats less than a kezias of Dagan, the Gemara says that he's Mitzdarev. So the Gemara says, what's the diak from there? It's Tarufim Mitzdarev, Avalahutzi Esarabim Yidechovas, and Achayoka Kezias Dagan. You see from this Brisa, he can be Mitzdarev. If he can participate in the Zimun, but he cannot be motzi other people unless he eats at least a kezias of grain. The Gemara support.
How much is a group? I mean, it's a group. I mean, are we talking 3?
What was that?
How much is a group?
You're saying
9, 10,
you're saying to be mitzdarif?
No, it says here. He wanted a room with where a group was dining. How
well, I mean, the Gemara doesn't specify if it's, I mean, again, for those purposes, it doesn't really make a difference. He could participate in a Zimun, but what he cannot do is to be motzi other people in benching. That was part of the whole story of Yanai with Shimon Meshadach. They wanted him to bench on behalf of everybody else. So the Gemara says that he was following his own shita by doing that on a cup of wine, but normally we paskin that the only way you could bench on behalf of other people, again, we're not talking about Zimun here, we're talking about benching for other people, right? In other words, there you need to eat at least a Kazayas of grape. And the Gemara support, yeah.
I think you had to have a couple cups of wine before you can even sit there.
Well, again, we had this discussion earlier also about whether you could be Kovea Suda on wine. Remember, that was Gemara we had back in the sixth paragraph, but whether you could bench on wine. So the Gemara now supports this. Itmar Nami Amar Rav Chana Bar Yehuda Mishmei Derava Afilu Lo Tava Limohem Ela Betzir Velo Acha Limohem Ela Groger Asachetz Mitzareif Ulahotzi Asarabi Midecho Vasa Meno Motzi Achiyochel Kazayas Dagan, which is essentially what we said before, that you can be Mitzareif for a Zim even just by eating a little bit, but if you want to actually be Motzi other people in benching, you have to eat a Kazayas with grain. Amar Rav Chana Bar Yehuda Mishmei Derava Hilchasa, the halacha is Achal Ola Yerek Veshasa Kos Shoyayin Mitzareif, but Lahotzi Again, the Gemara is just kind of reiterating this point again, which is that you can be mitznarif even just by eating a vegetable or by drinking wine, but to be motzi, you need to eat at least a kazayas of grain. Amar of Nachman, Moshe tikein li Yisrael birkas hazan b'shah sheyarad lahem man. Moshe was misakein the first bracha of benching of hazan es hakol when the man fell for Bnei Yisrael in the midbar. Yehoshua tikein lahem birkas haaretz kevan shenichnesu laaretz. Yehoshua was misakein the bracha of ala aretz v'al hamazon when we entered Eretz Yisrael. David u'shlomo tiknu bonei Yerushalayim. David tikein al Yisrael amecha v'al Yerushalayim yirecha. U'shlomo tikein al habayis hagadol v'hakadosh. So between David and Shlomo, they were misakein the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, "Hatova hamitiv biyavne tiknua keneged haruge beitar." Right? The famous story, right? That because the people who were killed in Beitar, that's why we said the bracha of hatova hamitiv. The Amar of Masna also hayom sheninu haruge beitar lekavura tiknu biyavne hatova hamitiv hatov shelo hisrichu v'hamitiv sheninu lekavura. The bracha of hatova hamitiv speaks to the fact that the people of Yavne, even though they were massacred on Tisha B'Av, right, as the Gemara in Titus tells us, so in other words, since their bodies didn't rot, since ultimately, eventually, Hashem allowed them to be buried, that's what the bracha of hatova hamitiv is thanking Hashem for.
What's the
kesher
to that to a meal?
It's a good question. I don't know if it has anything particularly to do with the meal, actually. But it just means... It could be also, because the Haruge Beitar happened on Tisha B'Av, so maybe there is a connection to Yerushalayim there, because when Yerushalayim, I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't exactly know why it's a meal bracha particularly, I'm not sure. Okay, the Gemara, yeah.
Any reference in Tova Meitiv to the Haruge Beitar?
I mean, not explicitly, no. But the Gemara interprets it that way. The Gemara interprets it that way. Yeah, exactly. Okay, the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan Seder Birkas Hamazon Kachi. This is the order of benching. Bracha Rishona, we have Birkas Hazan. Shnia Birkas Haaretz. Shlishes Bonei Yerushalayim. Revias Hatova Hametiv. Of course, that's the order of benching. Uveshabis Maschil Benachama Umesayim Benachama VaOmer Kedushas Hayom Ba'em. So that's what we call Ritzei VaHachalitzin. Right? We say Ritzei in the middle of Bonei Yerushalayim. However, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ratzol Omra Benachama Omra BeVirkas Haaretz Omra BeVracha Shetekin Chacham BeYavne Omra. Basically, Rabbi Eliezer says you could say Ritzei where almost anywhere you want in benching, except for the first bracha. And if you want to say Ritzei in any other bracha, you can. No, Eino Omra Ela Benachama Bovat. You can only say it in the bracha of Ritzei, in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. Isn't that the same shita as the Tanakama? The Gemara says no. Iko Benayu Diavad. The question is Bidiavad, because according to the Chachamim, you have to say Ritzei in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. According to the Tanakama, you're supposed to, but if you didn't, Bidiavad, you would still be Yotze. Tanu Rabbanan Minayin Levirkas Hamazon Min HaTorah. What's the source that you have to bench? Shenemar V'yachalta. Zo birkas hazan. That's the first bracha. Then it says as Hashem Elokecha. Zo birkas haziman. Then al haaretz. Zo birkas haaretz. That's al haaretz v'al hamazon. Hatova. Zo bonei Yerushalayim. V'cheinu umer ha'har hatov hazev ha'alavanon. In parashas Va'eschanan, right? The word tov is used in association with Yerushalayim. Then it says asher nasan lecha. Zo hatova hamitiv. So the Gemara says ainli al liacharav. L'fun of minayim. How do I know that I also have to make hamotzi? I have to make a bracha rishonah. So this we all had you know earlier in the Masechta also. So the word says, "Amar tekal v'chomer." Kishu savam mevarich, kishu raiv v'kol shekain. If I'm making a bracha when I'm full, so kal v'chomer, I have to make a bracha when I'm hungry. The Gemara says, "Rebbe Omer inot tzarech." Rebbe says, "You don't need this pasuk as a source that you make a bracha rishona." Why? Because v'achalta v'savatu v'erachta zo birkas hazan. That's the first bracha. Avol birkas haziman migadlu l'Hashem itin afka. That was in the beginning of this parak. We quoted that pasuk as one of the sources that and that pasuk and also Kishem Hashem Ekra were the two sources we quoted for the source of having a zimun. Then it says Al Haaretz Zo Birkas Haaretz Hatova Zo Bonei Yerushalayim Mechein Hu Omer Haar Hatova Zeva Halavanon. And then Hatova Hamitiv Biyavne Tiknu. So according to Rebbe, so he holds that Hatova Hamitiv obviously is not the Oraisa, because according to the previous drush in the Gemara, they learned Hatova Hamitiv from the word Hatov in the pasuk. So the Gemara says Ainli Al Yachar of Lefanu Minayin. Again, how do I know that I have to make a bracha Rishona? So Talmud Lomar Asher Nasan Lecha Misha Nasan Lecha. In other words, once Hashem has given you the food, it's called bread, and therefore you have to make a bracha once He's given you the food. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, no, Eino Tzarach, you don't need this pasuk. Harei Omer, it says in Parshas Kisava, Uveirach Es Lach Mecha V'Yes Meimecha Al Tikrei Uveirach Ela Uvarich. Don't say that Hashem will bless the food, but rather you have to bless the food. That's the source that you have to bench. So the Gemara says Ve'Imas Ikarnu Lechem Kodem Sheyochlan. When does something take on the status of bread before you eat it? So that's the source that you have to make a bracha before you eat also. Rabbi Nasan Omer Eino Tzarach, you don't need that source. Harei Yor, this is a pasuk from Sefer Shmuel. Kivo Achem La'ir Kein Tim Tzu'un Oso B'Terem Ya'aleh Abavasa Lechol Ki Lo Yochal Ha'am Arbo'o Ki Hu Yivarech HaZevach Acharechin Yochalu HaKeruim. Pasuk basically means Shaul HaMelech was coming to look for Shmuel because Shmuel was going to eventually inaugurate him as being the king, and he ran into these young women and asked them where Shmuel was, and they said, oh, you know, when you come into the city, before he goes up to the Mizbeach, he's going to make a bracha on the carbon. So that's why we're quoting this pasuk, because that pasuk indicates that Shmuel made brachos before he ate the food. But just tangentially, because we're quoting this pasuk, the Gemara asks, V'chol kach lama, why were the women speaking so much? It was like such a long-winded statement they had to show. So the Gemara gives three answers. The Gemara says, either because Lefisha Hanashim Dabrani Yosin, women speak a lot, V'shmuel amar, Kedei Lehistakel Biyofyo Shoshol, Dechsev Mishichmu V'mala Gavol Mikolam. They were so stricken by Shoal's beauty that they were just like staring at him the whole time, and they just couldn't stop talking. And then Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lefisha in Malchus no gas bechaverta afilu kimlonima, because the halacha is, the Gemara says, that one malchus cannot overlap with another, meaning Shmuel's, in other words, Shmuel could not inaugurate Shaul until the proper time. So Hashem almost sent these women to delay Shaul until the time was right. So then, okay, so now the Gemara continues, ve'ainli ela birkas hamazon. Birkas hatorah, I mean, again, we also had this discussion back in the third paragraph, right? What's the source that you have to make a birkas hatorah? So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, kal v'chomer, alchai shal mevarech, alchai olam habalo, kol shkin, if I have to make a bracha on things that are just keeping me alive in olam hazeh, like eating, then kal v'chomer, I should have to make a bracha on things that are going to give me life in olam haba, like Torah. Rabbi Chiya bar Nachmeni talmido shal Rabbi Yishmael, omer mishum Rabbi Yishmael, inu tzarech, again, you don't need this pasuk. Harehu omer, it says, al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach, ulahalan omer, it says, actually, in this week's parasha, it says, v'etena lecha es luchos ha'aven, v'ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah. At the end of parasha's mishpatim, it says that Hashem is giving us the luchos ha'aven and the Torah and the mitzvah. So in other words, the link between these two psukim indicate that just like you make a bracha on eating, you also have to make a bracha on Torah. Rabbi Meir Omer, minayin shekashem shemivarech al hatova kach mivarech al hara. This is really a discussion for the ninth parak. And Daf Samach, the Gemara talks about this. So in other words, how do you know that you make a bracha on good and bad equally? Talmud Lomar Asher nasan lecha Hashem Elokecha dayoncha b'chol din shedoncha bein mida tova uvein mida parah. So you have to think Hashem is your dayon regardless of whether he's acting towards you in a positive or negative way. Rabbi Huda ben Beseiro Omer, you don't need that pasuk. Harehu Omer Tova Hatova Tova Zo Torah V'cheinu Omer Ki Lakach Tov Nasati Lachem Hatova Zo Binyan Yerushalayim V'cheinu Omer Ha'ara Tova Zeva Halavanon. So the fact that the pasuk could have said Al Ha'aretz Tova Asher Nasalach, but instead it said Hatova. So we learn two things from those words. Tova is a reference to Torah, and Hatova is a reference to Yerushalayim. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer Kol Shelo Amar Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava Bevirkas Ha'aretz U'Malchus Beis David Bivonei Yerushalayim Lo Yatzei Dechovaso. So if you don't mention certain things in benching, for example, you don't mention the fact that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava, and you don't mention Malchus Beis David in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, then you are not Yotzei your obligation. Nachum Hazakein Omer Tzarech Sheyiskor Babris. You also have to mention the fact that there's a bris, right? We say Val Briska Shechasamta Bivsarenu. Rabbi Yosi Omer Tzarech Sheyiskor Batorah, right? Val Torah Shalimatanu. Plemo Omer Tzarech Sheyachdim Bris La Torah. You have to mention the bris before you mention Torah. Why? Shezo Nitna B'Shalosh Brisos, Shezo Nitna B'Yud Gimel Brisos. Because the Torah was given with only three brisos, whereas bris milah, we know from Parshas Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah mentions the word bris 13 times in Parshas Lech Lecha, so you see that there are more brisos that are associated with bris milah than with Torah. Rabbi Abba Omer, Sorech Sheyomer Bahuda Tchila V'Sof, you have to praise Hashem, you have to thank Hashem in the beginning and the end. V'hapoches lo yivchos me'achad, v'chol hapoches me'achad harizem aguda. You cannot thank Hashem less than one time, meaning, in other words, you have to thank Him somewhat, and if you fail to thank Him at all, then that's considered to be detestable. V'chol hachose manchil aratzos bevirkas aretz u'moshia es Yisrael b'vonei Yerushalayim harizabur. If a person adds the words or concludes, instead of saying, you know, ala aretz v'al hamazon, he says, you know, manchil aratzos, or he says, u'moshia es Yisrael, he adds these other phrases that are not really part of the bracha, so he's considered to be ignorant. V'chol she'ena omer bris v'torah bevirkas aretz u'malchus beis David b'vonei Yerushalayim lo yatza yidei cholasa. And again, if you fail to mention those things in benching, you're not yotzei your chiyuv. And the Gemara says, Nisayei lelu Rabbi Ila, to Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shalo Amar Bris Torah Bevirkas Haaretz Umalchus Beis David Bevonei Yerushalayim Lo Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. You're not yotzei your chiyuv if you fail to mention these things in benching. The Gemara says, Pligi Va'aba Yosi Ben Dustai V'Rabbanan, Chad Amar Hatov V'Hametiv Tzricha Malchus, V'Chad Amar Ina Tzricha Malchus. There's a machlokes whether you have to mention the fact that Hashem is Melech HaOlam in the bracha of Hatov V'Hametiv. So Man Amar Tzricha Malchus Kasavar De Rabbanan, Man Amar Ina Tzricha Malchus Kasavar De Oraisa. That machlokes is going to be reflected of the general machlokes about whether Hatov V'Hametiv is De Oraisa or De Rabbanan. Just one side point here, when the Gemara mentioned that you have to mention, you know, Birkas Haaretz, and you have to mention Bris, and all these things. So some of the Rishonim discuss, well, what happened to the fact, for example, women are not obligated to learn Torah. Women don't have Bris Mila. So there's a whole discussion about this, and Tosos talks about, let's say, the case of Kohanim and Levim don't have a share in Eretz Yisrael either. So Tosos gets into a whole discussion about, you know, maybe in theory one could have thought that you can omit certain parts of benching if you're not Mechuyev and all those things, but Tosos says at the end of the day, because the structure of benching was such that you have to say, you know, a specific text, that's what we call a matbeah, a certain text of benching. So even if you're not technically obligated, you still have to end up saying, you know, saying those parts of benching.
Okay. I think what's really coming is that the text of the mazon.
Yeah.